Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation, brought to you by the Patriot Gold Group. Just got done with Mondays, this morning's radio show. Not a good show. Wasn't good. Bad show. Wish I could do it over again. Didn't work. Whole thing didn't work. Feel very uneasy about it. Very unfortunate. So it's got to do better tomorrow. It's one good thing about this job is you get another swing at it tomorrow. I don't know why I shared that. There was a reason I was going to say that. There was some segue out of it in my brain, I thought, but I guess not. We'll just maybe, hopefully this episode will be better than today's radio show. Ah, there you go. State of the Union. Talked about it on Friday's radio show and a little bit on this morning's radio show, because I don't know what the State of the Union is. If someone asked me what is the State of the Union, I don't know how to answer, because I don't even know what the union is. And I tried to navigate my thought process about this on the radio today. I didn't do a good job, but I got to the end where I keep thinking back to Isaiah 6, and people quote Isaiah 6 a lot. You've heard it before, but you don't want to stay in Isaiah 6. You got to keep going. But the famous line is, when God says, "Whom shall I send and who will go for us?" Then I said, "Here I am, send me." That's Isaiah. And people will quote that and they're like, "Here I am, God, send me. Yay, hooray, rah, rah, I'll do whatever you want, God." But I feel like we don't finish the story. Or like we don't, not even finish the story. We don't even do the next step of the story. The next step is volunteer to do what? What did Isaiah volunteer for exactly? No one likes to talk about that part. The next line in Isaiah 6, and he said, God said, "Go and tell this people, keep on hearing, but do not understand. Keep on seeing, but do not perceive." What? That doesn't make sense. "Make the heart of the people dull and their ears heavy and their eyes shut." What does this mean? So God is telling Isaiah to go tell the people of Israel, it's too late. It's too late. God is telling Isaiah to go preach, but all that will do is harden the people's hearts even more. And Isaiah says, "Well, how long do I do this for?" And God says, "Until all the cities are destroyed and no one is left and the land is completely desolate and it's all gone." Preach that until that happens. And everyone will be gone except for a remnant, a stump, the holy seed. So that's the good news. I'm not going to end just on the until everyone dies. There is a remnant. Now, I thought of this with the State of the Union because it's a real bummer to live in a country that's under the judgment of God. Now, you're never going to hear that at the State of the Union address, right? They're always going to talk about infrastructure bills or whatever. But this is all that matters. Romans 1 says, "The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness." So we used to be a nation that was blessed by God. what is it like to live in a nation that's under God's judgment? Not good, but there is a remnant. Now, two things should happen in light of this. First, if you want to be part of that remnant, first, you have to have faith. We had a guest sermon, a guest pastor in this last week at my church, and he told a story that I've heard 100 times. And this is a check-in on my heart. My first instinct, for some reason, is to have a bad attitude about it. All right, it's to be like, oh, I've heard this before. Come on, man, give me something new. But it hits every time. That's the best part of the story. It hits every single time, no matter how much I mock it. So I'll do the very short of it in the sake of time, and excuse me if you've heard it before. But there's a guy who walks tightropes, and he wants to do a tightrope over Niagara Falls. And it's over the most treacherous part of the falls, and he walks across with a wheelbarrow. That's what he does. He walks across with a wheelbarrow. And he gets to the other side, and he says to a gentleman, do you believe that I can walk across the tightrope? And the guy's like, yeah, I just saw you do it. And he asks a bunch of times. And he says, no. Do you believe that I can walk across the tightrope? And the guy's like, yes, I believe. I believe you can do it. I just saw you do it. I know you can do it. He said, great. Get in the wheelbarrow. Who has faith that I can walk across the tightrope? And they all say, yes. But okay, get in the wheelbarrow. And no one does. That's real faith. I like that story. It's trite or something, I guess. I don't know. But it hits. You're like, oh yeah, will I get in the wheelbarrow? I trust God. We say we trust God. But do I? We can rag on Peter for taking his eyes off Jesus when he was walking on the water, but all the other disciples were still in the boat. So first, we have to have real faith and act on it. And the second thing is we need to saturate ourselves with God's word, so that when life squeezes you, what comes out is what you put in. If you routinely put in garbage, life squeezes you, nothing good will come out. But if you fill yourself with God's word and life puts you through that crucible, only truth and wisdom and goodness will come out. In fact, you'll love, welcome, appreciate, and thank God for that crucible. Whew. So listen, we're living in a country that's under God's judgment. We can be the remnant. We have to have faith and truly trust God, and we have to immerse ourselves and saturate ourselves with God's word. MikeSlater.locals.com, commercial free, sometimes night before, and transcript on the website, MikeSlater.locals.com.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.